Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're in Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the third line from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored for Rafua Shalem for Shoshana Fassia Bas Rachel Devorah. So we're literally in the middle. Literally, we asked the question, and the question was a lot of sheet in here yesterday. It was very hard to put everybody to chart, which we didn't do. But at the end of the day, the Gemara had tried to say that there's a big machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda about whether certain types of pickle get karis or not, certain types of lina get karis or not, and we'll just start off low. That's not the issue. The Kuli Alma, everybody hold karis leka. Now, there's no karis to these issues. Bahacha, gimel machlokus bedover. There's a three-way machlokus about other issues. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama held, right? The first Tana that's mentioned in the Brisa between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the only time that Savar Bahanach Pligi, he held that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether or not if you change the Lashon from a Lashon of Achila to a Lashon of Mizbeach, if that transfer can work. The Chachamim said, no, it doesn't work. The pigle thought about things that aren't eaten, or right? So the Chachamim held, that's not pigle. The Rabbi Eliezer held, no, that is pigle. We had the top of the page yesterday. Why is that pigle? He said, well, not of a pasuk. Ha'ochel yochel, shtei achilo. Right? Even if it's something that's not really possible. For example, you have a pigle thought to burn shirayim. That shirayim is supposed to be eaten. It's not supposed to be burnt. So the Chachamim held, that's not pigle. Rabbi Eliezer held, yo, yes it is. Okay? Avol. Lahaniach. But if it's an issue of leaving over, I have a thought, I'm going to leave over the dam. I'm not going to burn the dam. I'm going to leave it over. So the divrei hakol kosher. That won't ruin the carbon. It's a separate issue. Separate aveira, lina maybe, it's not going to ruin the carbon. That's the first shot. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda held, no. Bahanach in these things, right? Meaning all the piggle thoughts, pligi. Everyone holds its puzzle. Pligi, this is machloket. Right, again, Rabbi Eliezer held that's piddle. The Chacham held, no, it's not. L'haniach, and now the issue of l'haniach, Dibir called puzzle. Everybody would agree it's puzzle. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda had that quirk that said he held if it's left over, it's puzzle. My taima, what's the reason for that? So he said, Gzeira mixas damo atu kulo damo. It's a Gzeira and kol damo psul do raisa. If you have a thought of leaving over all that, would be a full derisa somehow. So, mitzat atukula. Tanya, amalahem b'bihuda lechachamim. Amalahem b'bihuda, I'm sorry. Yeah, to modemly, don't you agree to me, shem hiniach lamachar pasul? Right? Chishev lahaniach lamachar, nami pasul. If you leave it over, this Ravlina. So, if you think about it, if you should be pasul, the answer is, we don't have thoughts like if I eat trade, it's not an avera. So if I think about it, we don't have a rule like that. Something like that. Only by people. So if Yehuda now extended it to Lina, a soul of leaving over the dam. Well, if you leave it over, it's possible. If you think about it, it's also possible. We don't have a rule like that.
The Rabbi Elazar, Lemimar, and now the third sheet that was Rabbi Elazar, Ah, Pazu, even by this issue of leaving over, Rabbi Eliezer Potel, the Chacham and Machshirin. Okay? Good? Very good. Now, we're going to have a very long story here to get to the following question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds that leaving over the dam is possible? Everybody holds that? Right? We're going to have a story now where it was a machlokes too back then also. How could Rabbi Yehuda said that everybody holds it's possible? You're going to see from the story it's not true. Very long story with a lot of side points to mention. Fascinating story. Ready? Vartanya. Amar Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. He's the last Tana, right? Kishahalachti lamatos midosai. When I went to, the art school translates this, when I went to drain my measure. What does that mean? Do you have the Rabbeinu Gershom on the page? The bottom of the page?
No, you don't have Rabbeinu Gershom?
So the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Lamatzos midosav, Right? What does it mean to drain my medicine? It means to fill my to drain out my garbage and to fill myself up with Torah. Right? Rashi says, I want to learn. Beloved is greater than me. I want to learn, right? That whole thing that when you have a jar of oil and you pour the jar out, so the it takes a very long time for the oil. It's so thick, right? The oil. Water comes right out. It takes a long time for the oil to drip out. That's what he's saying. I want to be full of oil, but I want to be full of Torah. Fine. Rabbeinu Gershom, listen to Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, Medaktik Hilchosov. I want to be Medaktik in all the halachas of Rabbi Shalazar, Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Shabua. Vikadarmi, Lilmod Mesechtos Shalolamadati. I want to learn Mesechtos I haven't learned before. I bumped into Yosef HaBavli. Yosef HaBavli was sitting there. So Yosef HaBavli is an interesting person. The historical note, Yosef HaBavli is called by many names. He's Yosef Ish Hutal. He's also Yosef HaBavli. He's also Issi ben Gur Ariyeh. He's also Issi ben Yehuda. He's also Issi ben Gamliel. He's also Issi ben Mahalalel. All the same person that appears in Shas. Anyway, he was there. He's a Tana, right? He's living in the town of the Tanayim. Yosef Lefanov, he's sitting there. V'hayachaviv lo Yoser ad la'acha. And he was loved ad la'achas. What does ad la'achas mean? How do they translate it? To the ultimate degree. That's not what Rashi says. That's what Tosaf says. Look at Rashi. V'hayachaviv Yosef l'Rebbe Elazar. Yosef loved Rebbe Elazar ad la'achas. V'sipro b'halachos. They learned halachos. Aji giu l'halacha achas shel zvachim. Until they came to this halacha. Right, you hear that, Rashi? So not pasha pshat. If I would have not known Rashi, I would have said exactly what the art school said. He loves him ad la'achas to a lot. Lashon acher, another pshat, also not pasha pshat. V'hayachaviv liyosef kol mash rabbi elazar molamdo aji giu l'halacha achas. I don't know what the difference is. He loved him, right? He loved him, and he was so chaviv, all the learning, until they came to this one halacha. Look at Tosfos, ad la'achas. The Megillah Starm, the Rabbeinu Nissim, in the sefer called Megillah Starm, written by Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, Garis ad la'achas, Pirish ad ma'od, very much. How do you get from that? How do you get from la'achas to ma'od? It's such a crazy thing. Kedem targamin on ma'od. Could you ever look in the Torah? The word ma'od, the targum for ma'od is la'chazah. What does la'chazah mean? In Aramaic, it means a lot. But la'chazah and echod have the same words. Same letters. You hear this? So, achadah and echad have the same words, and echad and achas is the same thing. It means one. So therefore, ad la'achas means a lot. I mean, that's like such a, it's like eight steps, right? The yesh mefarshim, ad achas means ad hanefesh. Right? I loved him to the depth. I loved him in my soul. I loved him to the depth. Shenikras yechida, because it has the lashon of yechida. Fine. Now, this is also a historical thing. Hashta, mashma, hacha, here it's mashma, sherebi lamad harbe, Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. Here it seems to imply that Rebbe learned a lot from Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. Why? Because I came to learn whatever I could from him. Right? The kasha. The besofa arel, because in Yavamas it says, Amar Rebbe, kishalach, the lemon talma eitzi Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. Right? When I went to learn over there by Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, chaderi alai, Talmidav, Kitar Nagolim, shall face Bukya. There were so many Talmid in there, like a chicken coop. It was mob scene. Bohiniko Lilumot Eldav Rechad B'Mishnah Seinu. I only was able to learn one thing from him. Tosfos is like, what's going on here? Tosfos suggests, Veshema, maybe, Maise, Zehoy, Achaka. In other words, this is later in life. Keda, I'll prove it to you. The Hasam Ka'amar Lilumot Torah. There it says, I wanted to learn Torah. The Hacha Ka'amar Limit Samos Midosa. A different lesson here. But here it's Mashva. I am already a Tamachah. I went earlier in my life to Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. I couldn't get anything out of him. It was too many people. So I went to learn Torah. Now I'm back. What did I miss? Right, let me just finish off. Let me What did I miss? What do I still need to learn? What's still left for me to learn? Right? I want to finish up now. That's what it's mashma. Interesting. It's an interesting side point. Anyway, I'm a low Rebbe. So Rebbe says to him like this. Hashoch eret hazeva. This is what he did, right? He comes to the Gadol Hadar. Can you imagine? You go to the Gadol Hadar and you ask him a question about Tibble. Can you imagine that scene? You have a chance to go to Rabbi Yashin. What are you going to ask him about Tibble? So it's fascinating. He goes, to the Hazeva. Somebody shechted carbon. Lohaniach midam olamachar. With the intent of leaving over the blood the next day. Mahu. What's the story? Amalo. So he tells him, kosher. It's kosher. Arvis, by my riv, he asks him again. Amalo kosher. Shachris, he asks him again. Amalo kosher. Saharayim, by lunch. Amalo kosher. Mincha, later in the afternoon. Amalo kosher. Ella. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon adds, she Rabbi Eliezer posel. But Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel. Now, so I've opened Shal Yosef Abali. Oh, Yosef Abali lit up. I'm alone. Yosef, kimedum ani shalom kivininu shemutenu adasa. It seems to me that you weren't really makabe what I said till now. I'm alone. You're right. Rabbi, I'm alone. Rabbi, pain. You're right. Ella, she Rabbi Yehuda posel shanali. I heard some story out there that Rabbi Yehuda said it was posel. Which, by the way, our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda said it was possible. Our Brisa, our not yet, they said it was. But Yosef Abali said, "V'chazarti al kol midosav." I asked everybody, "V'bikash dili chaver," and I asked everybody, "V'lo matzasi." I was not able to find anyone who said that. Achshav now, shishanasli possible, right? Now that you told me that someone said it's possible, "V'chazarti li avedasi." It's like I found a lost treasure. Kind of lost item. Zilgu Einav Dimos started to cry. Shmuel started to cry. Amar Ashrechem Talmidei Chachamim Shedivrei Torah Chaviven Alein Biyoser. Look at my Talmidim view Torah. Kara Olav Hamikra Hazeh. He told him this pasuk. Ma Ahavti Torah Secha Kol Hayom. Look, he loved the Torah the whole day. Tishi Chasi. It's my conversation. The Ben Yehuda asked. Talking about the simcha, Yosef Abali had such a simcha that he was able to, that he got the right shot over here, right? So this pasuk has nothing to do with simcha Torah. It's talking about Abba Torah. It's not really the correct thing to say. So Ben Yosef, how about the pasuk of Mesamche, of Pekudi Ashar, Hashem Yisar, Mesamche Lev, right? Glory Torah, Gizhi Simcha, or the pasuk, Sas Anochi Alad Marsecha. How about a pasuk about simcha? So the Ben Yosef says, no, it's on purpose. Because ma is always a lashon of very small. Look how they react even for one small detail of a detail, right? In Hilchos Pigel, right? This is his reaction. That's why this pasuk is mentioned. Show you how they view Torah. Anyway, ha. Now he continues. He's continuing. B'nei Rabbi Yehuda b'nosh Rabbi Loi, because Rabbi Yehuda was the son of Rabbi Loi. So Mistama. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda felt, he learned from his father. And Rabbi Eli, Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eli was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So it makes a lot of sense that when you told me that Rabbi Eliezer said it's possible, that Rabbi Yehuda felt the exact same way. So I'm vindicated. I learned my whole life that Rabbi Yehuda said it's possible. I never could find anyone who agreed with me. You're telling me now that Rabbi Eliezer said it's possible? It must be the same part. It must be the same part. Why? Because his Rabbi... Well, his father was Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of... So Mesamah, they learned all the same yeshiva. So Mesamah, it's the same part. Lefikach, Shanalach, Mishnat, Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, right? What is therefore? Therefore, right? Therefore, you learned it in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? So, the Chazon Ish, in Emunah and Bitachon, like I said, that sefer has nothing to do with Emunah, nothing to do with Tachon. It's all about how you should learn halacha. And he quotes this story as one of his statements, as one of his rites that you should learn halacha. Because look at this whole Amma is about. This whole story is about halacha. It's not about agarata, not about musr. What? I know, but it's such a subtle. No sefer is like that. It's such a subtle message. You know what I'm saying? He never says that in the Sefer. You see from here that when you have Emunah in Hashem, it's expressed in halacha. It doesn't say that. But he has a whole piece how he sees this story highlighted, how they do in halacha. Crying, so happy, right? My whole life. This is an interesting observation. Anyway, now, v'yishal kadaita. Divrei hakol pasul asniu. Wait a minute. If you said that everybody holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody held that it was pasul. What? No. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said, everybody holds that. Right? According to the third, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody holds that. Now, is that really true? Because we saw Kedaita. If you call Apostle Asne, my exactly have a duchess. What do you mean you return my lost item? I heard that Rabbi Yehuda held this way. Now you've vindicated me. What do you mean? He who plucks a Amalek. Right? Right? What's the question here? What's the question here? He who plucks a Amalek. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone held this way. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it was clearly a machloket. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat, the Amora from yesterday. So what do you mean you refound my lost object? Found my lost object on a machloket? But it's a funny thing to say. So the Gemara answers, right? Is that the chat? I think that's the chat. Yeah. It wouldnldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense for Yosef Avavli to comment that my item has been found if it wasn't a machloket. In other words, if it was a universal shita, then it wouldn't make sense, right? Obviously, it was a machloket, and I heard this, and now you vindicated me. If it was unopposed, it wouldn't make sense. So Elamai kosher. You want to say it was that some held it's kosher? Rabbi Eliezer apostle Asne, and only Rabbi Eliezer apostle? That's what you want to say? Everyone held it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer held it's apostle, and by the way, Rabbi Eliezer told them Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi saw Rabbi Yehuda. So same shita. Ihachi. My homitnei. What does it mean a homitnei? Right? Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the son, the father, and he was the Talmud. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Because why not? Because it implies that Rabbi Eliezer himself doesn't hold like that. Ana nami plukse kamas nisan. Right? Ela la'olam divya kal pasmas. Really, everyone holds this pasmas. Umay hechzarti li avedati. What does it mean you returned my lost item? The hadala miha shum psulas ba'olam. At least you found one person in the world that held, one day of hell, that is possible. Okay? It's harder, yeah. Okay? Okay. Next Mishnah. A normal carbon mincha, oil was placed into the bowl three times. It was placed initially at a bowl, come to the carbon, fine. The carbon would pour oil into the bowl. He would then pour the flour into the bowl. He would then pour oil again, mix it up. That's called bowl blila. Mix it up. And the third one was, after that, they would pour oil again. Okay? Three pourings of oil. Good? So, lo yatsak. If you didn't pour this oil, right? Lo yatsak. You didn't pour the oil. This is talking about the third pouring of oil. Lo balal, you didn't do balila. Lo pasat, you didn't crack up the certain minchas of wafers. You didn't crack those up. Lo malach, you didn't salt the mincha. Even the mincha got salt. Lo heinit, you didn't wave the mincha. Lo hegish, you didn't bring the mincha close toward the mizbeach. Oh, or shepisasan pitos merubos. Or you put pieces that were too big. Lo mishchan, you didn't smear them with oil after you baked them. Kshera. In all these cases, fine. Fine, no problem. Okay? Just Tosfos points out, look at the last sources. Lo Ditek the Seder. This mission is completely out of order. The Avodas are completely out of order. The Tnufa Kodamas Lemelicha, because you would weigh before you would put oil on. Kizatanya, the Hainif, the Higish, Kamat, Lomalach, the Hikdir. Right? Bodamina Gamara, the Ain, Lomar, Lomalach, Koyal, Lazar. Right? The Tosfos is out of order. Why is it out of order? That's a big discussion. I don't know. Tosfos doesn't answer why, but it just is. Anyway, back to the Gemara. My lo yasak. What does it mean you didn't do? What does it mean you didn't pour oil? Ilema lo yasak klal. You didn't pour oil at all. It's impossible to say that. You know why? Ikuba ksifa. Putting oil on a mincha is ma'aki. That can say you didn't put the oil. It's kosher. That can't be pshat. Ella, you know what it means? Lo yasak kohen. It means the kohen didn't do it. Elazar, they got some Yisrael to do it. So be the yevet. It's fine. Ihachi, if that's true. Lo bol al nami, lo bol al kohen el zar. Want to say the same thing about the blila? That a kohen didn't do the blila, rather a zar did it, right? Ha lo bol al klal psula. And if you didn't do blila at all, what's the thing? If you didn't do blila at all, pasul. Meaning, blila is also ma'ake, but none. Not true at all. Shishim, the rule is, we're going to learn this later, at the very, very end of the Masechta. Astam Mincha. Rashi says over here that it was really like a halacha l'moshe mitinai. Stam Mincha, Shishim Nivlolin, 60 esronim of flour, 60 measures of flour, were able to be mixed with one log of shemen. Shishim Be'echad, if you had 61 measure, you can bring up whatever you want. So they had a tradition, 60 measures of flour would mix very well with one log of shemen. What about 59? Also. What about 58? Also. What about 3, 2, and 1? Also. But if you have 61 measures of flour, it's not going to mix well with the oil. Ein nivlolin. It's not going to mix well. Ravidan ba, and we asked, ki ein nivlolin my hobby. And if it doesn't mix well, big deal. It's a big deal. So the Gemara says, but none, we learned in the Mishnah, lo balal shera. If you don't mix the blila, if you don't do blila, it's kosher, right? V'amar Rav Zera, and Rav Zera said, no, kal haroy labila, as long as it's roy for bila, what does that mean? As long as you have a measure of at least 60 to 1, then ain bila ma'akevispo. Then you don't have to do blila. The blila is not ma'akev. If you have the potential to do blila, blila is not ma'akev. Chol she'ain a roi l'bila, but if it's not roi for bila, why is it not roi for bila? Because it's too much flour. Then bila ma'akev is fo. Then bila is going to be ma'akev. Famous statement. What? Tosfa says, I hope we have a chance to do this Tosfa inside. Tosfa says it's a sfara. Tosfa gives it a sfara. Fascinating. It's a sfara. So, Rabbi Sabala, last time I said to the rabbi, I said, you know, I'm talking about this concept. And Tosfos says, it's the same idea by Chalitza. You have to recite certain psukim. So the halacha is, if the woman is able to recite the psukim, the dialogue, and bikurim, you have to say certain psukim when you bring bikurim. So if you're able to say those psukim, then it's not ma'aki. You didn't say the psukim, it's fine. But if you're not able, if you're mute, and you physically are not able to say those psukim, then it's ma'aki. Same idea. So I said to the rabbi last night, I said, you know, so Rabbi Sabalowski said, well, it doesn't mean, well, if I'm able to daven, then I don't have to daven. But if I can't daven, then I have to daven. But why not? Taka, why not? You know, the whole Torah is out the window. If I'm able to put on tefillin, I don't have to put on tefillin. So the rabbi said to me, I think it's correct, because you only say this on a part of a mitzvah, not on the whole mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is not out the window. Part of a mitzvah, so you have to bring bikurim. So the part of the thing, a chelik of the mitzvah is to say psukim. So if you have the ability to say them, and you don't say them, busy yevet, it's fine. And if you don't have the ability to say them, then it's not going to be fine. What? Okay, 1 minute. So what do you see from here? You see from here that people's not knocking. So right, the Gemara says, my area, hakadishimah, who said that the yitzika and the belila have to be the same answer? So by the yitzika, we're going to say it was a zar. I was in a zar, because not. But by a belila, it could even have been a kohen. You know why? Because I'm a achiv.
Right, my area. Hakadiza, Hakadiza. Lo yotak, lo yotak kohen elador. Lo balal, lo balal klal. Okay? You got that? Now, okay, what I want to do is I want to finish the daf. Make sure I finish it, and then we'll go back and do that culture real time. Okay? Let's say, what were you saying? I think opposite logic. Right. So Tosis is going to say, okay, we'll get to it. Next. Oh, Shepitas Pitas Merubas Kshera. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you don't do Ksita, or if you don't do Ksita, you don't break up the wafers, or if you break up the wafers in pieces that are too big, both of those issues, it's kosher. The Gemara says this doesn't make any sense. Hashta lo pasas klal kshera pisa ruiz v'boya. If you don't do it at all, it's fine. So if you did it, but they're too big. That would be worse. How can that be worse? So the Gemara says, my pisas merubos shariba b'pisisim. No, it doesn't mean they're too big. It means there's too many of them. And what's wrong with that? It's too many. Ibai seima la'olam pisas merubos. Mamsh. Really, you could say they're too big. Now the tema, I would have thought pasavu the ikatoras chalos alehen. When they have a shame chala, aval hacha, the last Torah's chala, ikka. They're not called a chala anymore. Why not? Because you broke it up. However, below Torah's ptisin ikka, it's not called ptisin either. Why not? Because they're too big, and therefore you ruined it. Kamash mon, you didn't ruin it. Next, lema matisin the loker of Shimon. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. And we're going to answer and say that our Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Why? The Tanya, we have a verse like this. Rav Shimon Omer, call Kohen, any Kohen, she'enu moda ba'avoda. If a Kohen is an apikoros, and in his heart, he's not really from, and he doesn't really believe in the Torah, then his avoda is no good. Right? Kol Kohen, she'enu moda ba'avoda, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. He has no chelek in kahuna. She'nemar, like it says, ha'makriv et dam ha'shalom et ha'chelek v'ne'aro, lo tiyeh, shokim in lamana. Moda ba'avoda, yesh lo chelek b'kahuna. She'enu moda ba'avoda, ein lo chelek b'kahuna. Okay? Bain Liela Bilvad, I only know the Avoda. Benayan Larabos test above Avodos. How do I know? You have to have in mind the 15 Avodas. What are the 15 Avodas? Ready? Yitzikos, Lilos, number 2. 3 is Psito, breaking up the thing. 4 is Malicha. 5 is Tanufa. 6 Hagasha. 7 Kemito. 8 Haktaros. 9 Malikos. 10 Kabbalos. 11 Hazos. 12 Hashkos Sota. 13 Eglarufa. 14 Paris Matorah. 15. The Shias Kapaya Bibnib Machut. 15 is Tuchaning. Minayin, how do you know? Talmud Lomar, Bibne Aaron. Avoda Hamasura, Livne Aaron. Kol Koish Ein Amodaba, Ein Lo Chelik Bikahuna. If you don't agree with any of that, you have no Chelik in the Kahuna. What's on the list? Yitzikos. Our Mishnah said that Yitzikos, if you don't do it, it's fine. Right? By the way, there are 15 Avodas, right? Yes, it's Tosla. Do you know any things are left off this list? No, menorah, Akhmarim Zabai Kohen, Lechem Aponim. So many things left off the list. Sometimes it's not an exhaustive list. Why is this being a 15 or 15 and not menorah left off? I don't know. Anyway, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Kasha, not a Kasha. Kahan, what was Rav Shimon talking about? Minchas Kahanim. That was talking about a Minchas Kahanim. What's a Minchas Kahanim? A Minchas Kahanim has no oil. It's only flour. So therefore, right? Kahan, or by the Mishnah, was Minchas Yisrael. Minchas Yisrael, the bas kmitzahi, the kmitzah the elef. Since the Minchas Yisrael has a kmitzah, so only from kmitzah and on that has to be done with the kohen. The yitzika, that can be done by a zar. But minchas kahuna, minchas kahuna, limit al yitzika blila, shikshir bazar. Minchas kahanim, the lav bas kmitzahi, minchas kahanim doesn't have kmitzah. So may kara boy kahuna. That's why you need kahuna right away. That's how you answer the stira. So Rav Shimon could be the author of our Mishnah. He's machped on Yitzika. That's only because he was talking about a minchas of a kohen. That's the minchas of a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Mikti. Wait a minute. Minchas kahanim heche Yisrabi. How do you know that a minchas kahanim has Yitzika? For Yitzika, the minchas Yisrael. It's learned out of a minchas Yisrael. Ma hasam kasher bazar. Afal kahanim kasher bazar. And by the way, Ikat Amri, others learned the same kasha in the slightly different, same bottom line. Amr Vachman Lo Kasha. Kam Benikmatos, Kam Besh Enikmatos.
It depends if it's a kmita or not. Amalei Rav Amitzi, Einik Marshals Meheches Rabbi Liyitzika. How do you know that if it doesn't have Yitzika, how do you know that if it doesn't have a kmita, it's a Birchas Kohen? Minik Matos, it's learned out of the kmita of Yisrael. So Kinik Matos, Mahasim Cher Bazar, Afachanami Cher Bazar. Ella, rather, Machfarz the Matzishin to Lokir of Shimon. You're right, our Mishnah cannot be Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah can't be Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon held Yitzika's Ba'akiv. Don't tell me he was only talking about a certain kind of minchas. He wasn't. He was talking about all minchas. Our Mishnah said it's not ma'akev. He said it is. We can't call it. This Mishnah can't be him. Okay? Got it? Good. We'll stop here. Now we're going to do the Tosfos Amar Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said a fascinating topic where he said, call haroy labila. If it's roy for bila, what does that mean if it's roy for bila? You don't have too much flour. So I could be able to be bolel. Therefore, if I don't do bolel, it's fine. However, if I don't have enough, it's too much flour, it's not going to mix well, then it'll ruin the carpet. You hear that? Just Bim Tomar, the Nale Lurb Zeraha. How do you know that? Right? That Bilel is not Ma'akev. Lema, Lo Baal Kohen, Elazar, Kimo, Below, Yitzhok. Why didn't Rav Zeira give the same answer that we gave by Yitzhika? Now, what is it? Of course it's Ma'akev. Of course it's Ma'akev. But what's Pshat? The Pshat is that we're talking about a Zar. Why didn't he give that same answer? So Tosfos says, because the Shema Kimle, the Lo Ktivi Ikuva Biblila. You know why? Because it never says anywhere in the Torah that Bilel is Ma'akev. That's exactly why. Vim Tomar, so Tosfos says, wait a minute. But Tani Bakra, the Ktivi Biblila, the Minchas Machalad, Marcheshet, Mafatanor, Benetim, Treza Zimni, says 12 times. Right? Bilel Bashemen, Bilel Bashemen, Bilel Bashemen. Right? What do you mean, Dama Akir? It says it 100 times in the Torah. Blue of Hashem. So Tosfos gives a brilliant answer. It never says it in a Lashon Tzibui. And you shall be bolel the oil. It always says it as, what? It's exactly what Zera says. It's exactly what Zera says. An option. It never says a Lashon Tzibui. The Chiyav in the Torah to be bolel the Hashem. Well, how does it always phrase it? Blue of Hashem. Like it's already done. Already done. Never says do it. It is already done. Now we're going to skip that line there. We're going to have the Paul Sheena Roy Labila Labila Makavit Bo. It doesn't fit there at all. Then Tomar, Menale, Dili Boy, Roy Labila, Mayakas, Dibilo Ma'akva. How do you know that if it's not Ma'akva, how do you know there's an Indian to do it with Chatila? Maybe the whole thing's out the window. Tosos answers, Vish Lomar, Svara Ba'amahu, it's a Svara. Kivon, the Kasav Rahmana, Bila, Dini Boy, the Kalapachos, Roy Levila. Well, listen, the Torah does say 100 times, Rule of Hashem. Obviously, there's a Lechatchila to do it. Obviously, it's a Shvara. Lechatchila, you should try to do it. If you don't do it, it's fine. The only time it's not going to be fine is if it's impossible. Right? The Chain, Legabe Kriya de Chalita. So too by Chalita. The Beperek Mitzvah Chalita. The Gam Kriya de Bikuru. Beperek Hamoch Mesh Asfina. Ubamakos. The Bechol Hani Maiti Dur of Zera. Every Tire of Zera says the same thing. If you have the ability to talk and you can do the chalita, then the fact that you don't talk won't be ma'akev. Why? Because what this concept really says is there's a difference between lechachil and b'di'evit. Lechachil, you should do it. B'di'evit, it's fine. Correct? It's really what it is. No? Lechachil, you should do it. And if you don't do it, it's fine. No, that only if you can't do it. Then it's a problem. So if I could talk, I could bring the pesukim to the bikur, but I didn't. So is that bikur kosher? Yes. If I'm a mute, then it's not going to be kosher. Yes. Right. But if I can, then there's a difference between lechachila and b'di'evit. Correct? Lechachila, you should do it. It's unbelievable. But lechachila and b'di'evit, it's fine. So right? Avol perakam the kedushin kasha say if you kasha perakam the kedushin, it says like this: the boy called besaro. Roy Labilas Mayim. When you go to the mikvah, your body has to be Roy for Bia. Can't have a chatzitza. Can't have a bandage on my arm. How to get around it? Women, whatever. It doesn't happen now. But you can't have a chatzitza. You can't wear a bodysuit to go to the mikvah. You can't do that. Afilu beis hastarim, even inside your mouth. Manala, how do you know that? Hakivan dekasev besaro, dama besaro meabroi, dimkein afilu roy lo nivoy. In other words, Tosfos says it's like this. We have a concept that you have to have your mouth. When a woman goes to the mikvah, she cleans out her mouth. What for? What for? There's no water going into the mouth. The answer is, it has to be roy for water to go into the mouth. The water doesn't have to go into the mouth. It has to be roy. Ask Tosfos, since basar means the outer, then the inner shouldn't have to be roy. Why does the inner have to be roy? Why? Right? So Tosfos answers, v'yesh lomar, v'shem d'chsiv kol basaro. Ahani lemeima to be inen roy. Kol basaro is mashma, even inside your mouth. Inside your ears, inside your nose, all has to be cleaned out. Now, water goes there, right? It has to be deep in the ear. The whole shilas with the hearing aids and whatnot, and implants, it's very complicated. The point is, pashtus, your mouth has to be roy. When a woman goes to the mikvah, or even a man, he has to go, doesn't open his mouth. Bim tomar, in came, the chatchila mi bayi rechitza kemobila v'kriya. Open your mouth. Why isn't it, v'chatchila, open your mouth? V'chatchila, you should have a tendency to open your mouth, let the water go in. Busy at that, if you don't, it's fine. Why not? Right? Why is this different than every other case of Bila? Royal of Bila. Lichachila, you should say the Psukim. Be the other. If you don't say the Psukim, it's fine. Why not? Yeah. The Yesh Lomar, so tell us the answers. Ain't a Hanami. Ain't a Hanami. What's going to happen? You're going to die? You open your eyes? And no, I'm not going to die. Some mixes, yeah. The Yesh Lomar. Shiny hacha. No, here it's different. The cuts of bisaro, the masha me avroy, kilu cuts of behedya, brachas me avroy. It's a pasuk. You don't have to do it. In Nida, that's what Tosfos answers here. In Nida, he gives a much better answer. He says something so brilliant. He says, yeah, also Tosfos in Nida. He says the difference why you don't have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah is because when it comes to a mitzvah, I can do a mitzvah lechatila. And I could do a mitzvah b'di'evet. When it comes to going to the mikvah or any other matir, mikvah is a matir, not a mitzvah. There's no such thing as a chachila b'di'evet. Either you toivled or you didn't toivel. The chachila toivel like this. But b'di'evet, what do you mean b'di'evet? It doesn't make any sense to be a chachila b'di'evet. The whole thing is to get off the ground. You think about it. I'm going to toivel this cup. I got to toivel this cup. So either it's toivel or it's not toivel. The chachila, I should toivel it. What? And b'di'evet, it's a good if I toiled it. Either it's toiled or it's not toiled. It's all different by a woman. It's all different by a person. Either it's good or it's not good. There's no grades. You only have grades by a mitzvah. I should say those p'sukim, or I don't have to say those p'sukim. Like, achil, you should say them. B'di'evet, you didn't say it, it's fine. It's the only place to get even a brilliant answer. When it comes to a matzah, what do you mean? Toiled the cup that goes achil away. How do you do that? How do you do that? It's not possible. There's only one way to do it. Either it's toiled or it's not toiled. Well, she should open her mouth. And if she didn't open her mouth, it's fine. If you transfer that to a cup, that doesn't make any sense. Not in the tefillah itself. Either you dunk the cup or you don't dunk the cup. So Tosfos is going to address that in a minute. Tosfos is going to say, he's going to address it in a different way. He's going to ask, Vim Tomar, look at the very next question. Perk Nigmar did. Dharma Shmuel. Nick the Yada Adam Potter. Let's say the Adam, the guy doesn't have a hand. He can't throw the first stone. Because he doesn't have a hand. Did Enon Kra, to the Siv, Umasik Tanoihi, Vikalamanda Amar Chayiv, right? Nema Haroi Labila. Why don't we say the same thing? Since the Aid doesn't have a hand, right? He can't throw the first stone to stone the guy. Therefore, the guy's not going to be Chayiv Misa. You hear this? Let's talk to the question. Why? Why? Well, if you had hands, then they don't have to throw the stone. But if they don't have hands, Tosfos is the answer. Listen to Tosfos' answer. V'yei shlomar. D'hasam ein svar lepotro b'shvil kach. That's not a reason to ponder it. What kind of reason is that? That's your answer, Stewie. What kind of reason is that? Right? In other words, it's preparation. It's preparation. We're not going to exempt the guy because the A doesn't have a hand. That's crazy. That's all it says. It's crazy. However, when it comes to dunking a cup, how do you have a grade? What kind of chachila b'di'evet is there in that? Transfer it to a woman, it's the exact same thing. What? Basically. Well, my bila is not zibur. Bila is actual doing ma'aseh. Right? The chachila, you should do it like this. If it's yeah, but it's fine. Right? Okay? So we'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow from the third line from the bottom, my time up.